Chadwick Boseman was this brother that had the audacity to hope for the world while he had every rationale to be focused on his own stuff. And in that moment, I realized that this thing called hope was what sustained him for the 4 years that most people would have checked out by then.
Are you guys in the mood for some hope? Today's guest on Naked is a hope dealer, and I felt very hopeful after said podcast. I hope you enjoy what we are about to send to you, all pun intended. We have the recording artist Major on Naked today.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion, hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with
everything about him is major. He has a major voice, major energy. He gives out major hope. So it is fitting that his name is Major. His hit platinum single, Why I Love You, has been forever referred to as the wedding song for years to come. That came from one Stevie Wonder. So today on the podcast, we get into his reasons and his why. He talks to me about his relationship with Stevie Wonder, who he considers his mentor. He also gets into why he sings from the soul. Major is truly talented and really set apart. I hope you enjoy this edition of Naked.
carry champion.
Major, I want to know your origin story. You are more than an artist. We all know that. An independent artist is difficult as it is. I'm curious as to how music came into your life.
So, March 10th, mid-80s, I was born. Yep. And my mama, before this moment, was pregnant with me, and she prayed that if I name a Major, he would make a major impact on the world. I was the kid in the pregnancy that rerouted her faith center and brought her back to realizing that this life was not to be done alone. And if she did it with her maker, intentionally, she would find more joy in it. She had me. 3 years old, I told my mama I wanted to be an international superstar and a pastor. Fast forward to when I told her I wanted to do music, she then says, well, we're going to put you in music lessons because we're not just going to have you thinking you can sing if you don't get the real training. And she also put me in piano. What stuck was singing. I even tried trumpet. It didn't work.
Yes,
my band teacher said, Major, put him back in the choir. So she put me back in the choir. And I did the music lessons. I'm from Houston, Texas, originally. I'm one of 10 siblings, blended family. I know community. I learned diversity early. Super grateful for it. Super challenging. Having to find space amongst a whole bunch of folks. Went to performing arts schools all of my life. One in particular was the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts, known for Robert Glasper, Brian Michael Cox, LaToya Luckett, and this real modest artist that's got this tour going right now called Beyonce. You know, Beyonce. Yeah. And so I come from a pedigree of stock that has produced giants in the space that I aspire to. And they all inspire me. They're, you know, years ahead of me, but you know, I still to this day take notes. I'm living out my dreams. Went to the Berklee College of Music. Before that, did an intensive at Juilliard. But finished at Berklee, moved to Los Angeles. Thought I was going to be a gospel singer. Mainstream music was a space that opened up for me. And now we're here trying to live dreams.
How does one at 3 years old formulate this sentence to say, I want to be an international superstar?
Yo, I can tell you were one for words early on as well. So I'm sure I ain't crazy, Carrie. I know my tribe. I was that kid that was that absorbed a lot. And I had a vocabulary beyond my years early on. And I literally put those words together because, I mean, I saw it. I saw the heroes like Michael Jackson, you know, doing it. And I'm like, I want to do that. I want to do this around the world. And sure enough, you know, I probably didn't articulate it as cleanly as international superstar. But I said those words to the best of my ability. And my mama locked in on it. You know, and I'm honored that she helped to cultivate it. You know, I did have a natural thing for it, but, you know, I think the teaching and the rearing made the difference.
You mentioned your mom a lot, like, and I appreciate that. I think that you've mentioned
her. I love that lady.
Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, you got on green. It's my mama's favorite color. I was like, I was like, so talk to me about this mother of yours. Give me her name and tell me what she represents. What does Tammy represent for you?
My mama represents strength, courage, audacity, love in real time, Loyalty, unapologetic accountability. She's the first quintessential example of queen that I came to know. The quintessential example of love that I came to know. That's my girl. I love her so much. She's been through so much. Much of my why is because, you know, because of her.
So you said that you have 10 siblings. You come from a mixed family. What does that look like? How many brothers and sisters did you grow up with?
My mama had 7 of us.
Okay.
My mama had 7 of us. It's a blended family. We had my mom and my stepdad who passed, transitioned just before "This Is Why I Love You" became a thing. He transitioned. He had 3. She had 3. They married and had 4 together. In a household, it would be about 6 of us at a time. Thank God all 10 of us were not all, you know, at the same time. I'm 4th to oldest. But yo, imagine Sunday dinner or dinner period. Like, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It was always a lot in the household, you know. We didn't come from a whole lot financially. They were, you know, lower middle class. My mama used to say poor. Mm-hmm. She says, "We not always going to be this way, but we're poor right now." And I said, perhaps lower middle class. She said, no. She's like, say it with me. Say it with me. Poor. And I'm like, lower middle poor.
We ain't got no money.
So, we ain't got no money right now. And so that was what she said. I would change. We would change. That's why I stayed so hard on you all, because this won't be your reality always.
Oh, I love that.
It's pretty dope because it's not my reality right now.
Yeah. And you talked about how you grew up in the schools that you went to. And I read that. I knew that humble artist named Beyonce went there. And I know that Ryan went there. Robert Glasper. And I know that you have studied to do what you do. Stevie Wonder, from my understanding, is one of your mentors, and he declared that "This Is Why I Love You" would be the wedding song forever, or the year of that moment. How did you formulate that relationship with Stevie Wonder?
Well, it's wild because I always dreamt of having a relationship with Stevie Wonder, because I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, that's a hero. That's a great, it's an icon. Correct. I had moments prior to where I would sing in spaces where he was and he would just be leaving or just be coming out. I'm like, I need a little more time. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time every single time I would have these moments, we would have a moment of connection. One time when I was 18, he walked in a room and he has his hand on my head. And everybody is quiet in the room. And I'm like, why did everybody get quiet? And it's Stevie Wonder saying, "Can I sit here?" And I'm like, "You Stevie Wonder, you can sit wherever you want." But the moment never went beyond that. And then I remember one time I had to sing for a wedding reception. And then after he shakes my hand, and, you know, of course, I tried to hyper spiritualize it, like, oh, he's exchanging. He's giving me the blessing. You know? And that moment didn't go. That moment didn't go beyond that. But then when he heard "Why I Love You" on his radio station at KJLH, shout out to Tammy Mack. He called in and said, "What's the song that everybody is listening to these days?" And she says, "Why I Love You" by Major. Also, you know, renamed by the public as "This Is Why I Love You." Because, you know, we will rename what we want to name.
Yeah, it's Squid Games. We call it The Squid Games or whatever. Yeah, whatever we feel like.
Exactly.
We will add a "the" or "a"
Gorn.
Yeah, yeah.
The 405.
Because it's our song. It's out.
Yeah, it's ours. Now. It's ours.
And so, yeah. And so, Why I Love You, he starts talking about it apparently, and people are calling me like, Stevie Wonder's talking about you on the radio. And I'm like, Stevie Wonder's talking about me. And I get a phone call. I'm in the studio. Shout out to Harmony Samuels. I'm in the studio working on my new music. And I get a missed call, and it says, this is Stevie Wonder. Major, this is Stevie Wonder. I hope I'm not bothering you.
No. For everyone listening, he's doing a Stevie impression. And it was not, it wasn't a Zoom. It was a phone call. So I don't know why you're doing a Stevie Wonder impression. You should go
because
home now.
You can literally, you can literally feel the physicality.
No, you cannot.
To the phone.
You cannot. Yes,
you can. Yes, you can.
Okay, go on.
Yes, you can. Okay, have Oprah call you. Have Oprah call you and tell me you can't imagine how she's doing it.
You talked about how you and CV exchange energies. I met Oprah like 4 years ago and wouldn't let go of her hand. And they were like, we've got a clinger. If we can get this woman off of Oprah, it'd be great. They were talking to their wrists trying to remove me.
Well, I'll just say, if Oprah calls you on the phone, which that happened to me during the pandemic, that was wild.
Okay, you, okay, wait, stop, you. Go, finish Stevie, then go to Oprah, go on.
Okay, so Stevie, I get the call, and so I call him back, and I'm like, he's like, if you can call me, I would like to invite you to be a part of my House Full of Toys concert, and I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So I call back, and I'm like, first of all, Mr. Wonder, you did not interrupt me or disturb me, we go on to talk. He says, he invites me to his show. I do this show. It's Lionel Richie, John Legend, Jennifer Hudson.
Wow.
Like everybody.
Wow.
And he says, on stage, now I can impersonate verbatim.
Okay, fine, go.
He says, I believe this will be the wedding love song for years to come. He said, for years to come.
Amen.
And I'm thinking, let me tell you something, yo. If Stevie, and he's a jokester, so I'm saying this unapologetically, if Steve can see it, you know we got something.
Well, Stevie, you know Stevie can see, though, for real.
I think he can see a little bit
more. I know you
more.
Can.
He's silly.
I know.
He's hilarious to the point where he will FaceTime you and have, like, full-out FaceTime. My brother PJ Morton talked about it, and Warren Campbell talked about it. But he will literally FaceTime you in real time sometimes. And you're like, what are we doing here? And he's just laughing.
So wait, you
he's a clown.
Okay, so first of all, if you were in front of me, I'd punch you. And if this was a phone call, I'd hang up. But I need to do this because I want to fight you. I don't know how to express the physicality that I'm feeling right now as you tell me Stevie Wonder FaceTimes you. I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly. You're telling me Stevie Wonder will FaceTime you.
And it's wild. It's wild because I'm like, you do know we can do this over the phone and not make this awkward.
No.
But he's just like,
this is what the kids are doing. The kids are FaceTiming. I'm FaceTiming.
Yeah. Well, FaceTiming it.
Yeah.
He ain't never scared.
I'm not scared to FaceTime. I remember someone telling me, these stories are legendary, as you well know.
Yeah.
Someone was like, the other day I was in an elevator. Stevie Wonder walked in and pressed floor 4. I was like, whatever. You know what I mean?
He's silly like that. He does stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of these elevators have the Braille on it.
That's what I said. And they were like, no, there was no Braille. I went to the logical response. And then one of my other friends was like, no, I saw Stevie Wonder driving. Seriously, legit. He was driving down the street the other day in L.A.
Okay, now they're being silly. Okay, they're being silly.
No, they were. This the way you.
I haven't seen him drive yet. Now, that's silly. Somebody being silly and I'm going to fight him.
Okay.
I'm going to fight him on it.
Can your mentor see, yay or nay?
I don't know.
But you think he can, correct?
I remember talking with him in the studio and asking him, does he want to see again? And I remember something to the effect of, I don't know if it would be the same for me. Like, because he's so genius with the absence of that everything particular
else, yeah,
sin.
Everything else is heightened. Yeah.
So everything else is heightened. And I think that's what makes him so remarkable. But I think he's mastered the heightened element of everything else to where it feels like this man is looking at me right now.
Mm.
Like it feels like he's connected with everything else that we just dismiss because we have all of our senses. You know, we don't think we're not as in tune to everything else. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
you can see.
I'm like, I need everybody.
Maybe light and dark. Maybe he can do the light and dark thing for sure.
There are too many instances where I've heard people say he's driving, he comes into an elevator, he'll walk by himself without anybody help. Like, he knows what.
No, they're lying. He does not walk by himself. He gets help.
Yeah.
People are making that stuff up. They're trying to be funny. They try to be funny, and I'll fight them for it, you know.
I digress. So he comes out, he says, he introduces you in front of this room full of luminaries.
Yeah, in the Microsoft Theater. And and he sits.
And the luminaries are listening, and the people who are there at the event are listening. And he says, this will be the wedding song for years. He essentially christens you and says, if I say it be, it be. So then what happens?
Exactly that. My song, and you've been to enough weddings to probably know that you've heard Why I Love You, This Is Why I Love You, at most of them at some point. And it is wild because one out of three weddings in the urban community, my song is one of them. And it is crazy because it's not just soundtracking weddings. It's people, you know, playing them in church services, playing them to relearn how to love themselves again. It's a soundtrack to babies being born and babies being made. I literally have fans that are like, you see her right there? That's from your song. And I'm like, okay, but I ain't paying child support. But anyway, you know, it's crazy because it literally has become that. And it's wild because, Harry, I know what rejection, hurry up and wait. I think that's great, but not yet. That's weird. He's talented, but nah. I know what that feels like. Heavy. So for a song to literally shift everything in my life, I'm overwhelmed. I don't get used to it when it plays on radio, when it plays at weddings. And I have more songs. I have really good songs too. So what I want you to do, because I have a new project called The Hope of My Soul, and we may talk about it or not, I don't know, but it's really good music. But this song has become so massive for me that I literally am. It carries me, the song carries me. It really does. And honestly, it says everything that I've been meaning to say in every single song. And that's that you're deserving of the love you seek. Keep giving it. And if we both are giving, nobody's ever left empty. That right there is love. And yeah, it's wild, yo. It's wild.
You all understand I must pay all bills at this time. And by me, I mean Black Effect and iHeart. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back in just a few moments with the recording artist, Major.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connect it with.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
I really did enjoy today's guest, but if you guys listen to the very end, which I hope you will, he leaves me with a really special message, and I felt like it was right on time. Not necessarily just for my life, but for where we all are as a society. We still need hope. We still need to believe. We still need to feel like there is more. In a society that tells us that we are not young enough or cool enough or ready enough or know enough, he says you're fine and we're all good where we are. The greater comes later. Shout out to Bevy Smith. Anyway, that was my sermon for you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of this interview with Major. I think that it's beautiful that it never gets old for you, and you still understand the rarity of having, I mean, you could be, and you are, but I think of the millions of artists that have put music out over the years, and no one has ever had, not that you need the validation, but it's nice to have the validation, especially from a giant, a legend, arguably one of the best to ever do it, in Stevie Wonder, yeah. Especially in your genre. You speak of a new project. From my understanding, June 9th, you released a new album. And so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, shall we? Since you already let us know.
Wow. Look. Wow.
This just so happens to be behind. Oh, that's crazy. That's interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Look at that. Serendipity. Listen, the hope of my soul. Can you say that? The
hope of my soul.
I'm a soul singer.
Mm-hmm. What is a soul singer by definition?
A soul singer by definition is a person that sings from truth and experience. Period. It's mostly done by the diaspora. But it's not limited to it. It comes from a place of truth and experience. From the triumph, the trial, the hardship, struggle, the pain, the joy. If it comes from the true place, that is soul. And what makes it different from other music is oftentimes other genres can be mimicked. Soul, you cannot. You can't fool anybody with soul music. Aretha Franklin wasn't singing from an untrue place. And the moment she had an era where she was trying to, you know, do the disco and it was just about whatever, she couldn't help but to invoke her soul. And so for me, I finally found the title, if you will, the category, if you will, to help me fully be, because people were like, well, is he an R&B singer? Is he a gospel singer? And it's like, all of it. I come from the soul. I sing from the soul. If you know the greats that I look up to, from Aretha to James Brown to Sam Cooke, those are soul singers. And they all come from all of these experiences, from the church to everyday life. And that's where we sing from. And I have some Americana. I have some folk in my sound. I have a new song called Baby, Will You Love Me? And this is how it goes. It says, when she walked in, she took the wind, and nothing else around us mattered. Gave her my hand, and when we danced, that's when I knew I found the answer. This is the part here. She stole my heart in record time, a beauty like a joy divine. She hypnotized me, she got me, and I didn't mind. These are the bars. So tell me, baby, 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 baby. Will you love me, love me, love me, love me forever, forever and always? Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming from a truth. That's my love story.
Yeah.
That's how I found my why I love you.
I love
it. Baby, will you love me? The Hope of My Soul is a collection of songs birthed out of experience from the pandemic, some tough times that we all faced. I was presented with myself in that pandemic. I was presented with myself in that pandemic. I was presented with the reality that I had some internal work that I needed to do. And songs came out of that to help me through it and to help you.
I love that you just explained two things to me. One, what a soul singer is. Mostly done in the diaspora, but not limited to it. And using the example of Aretha makes perfect sense. And when you don't sing from your soul, the gift that you've been given, it won't hit, like the kids say. It's just not going to hit the same. So, tell me about the culmination of this. You said you wrote it during the pandemic. And to me, that was a really soul-searching time for everybody. So it makes sense.
Yeah. I'll say this, and this is connected to that soul piece. And I've helped a lot of artists understand this. I do, through my foundation, what is called confidence coaching, the Major Hope Foundation. I do confidence coaching and everything. And it's something that I also have to remind myself. But as a singer, as a creative, as a person that is intending to connect with others, what comes from heart reaches heart.
Okay.
If it ain't true, it won't connect. And so that's really what soul music is. And specific to the pandemic that inspired and motivated this intentional lean in into this hope dealing that I do. I'm going to tell you a story. April 4th, 2020, I got a text message. We all know where we were on April 4th, 2020. Mm. We were at home. If you weren't and not an essential worker, shame on you, because you belabored the process of us getting over this hump. But I get a text message, and I can't stand text messages, Carrie, because when androids get into text messages, group texts, I can't stand group texts. I can't stand group texts, Carrie. I can handle the text message, but group text. When we as iPhoners, I'm assuming you have an iPhone, you better have an iPhone.
I do. Otherwise, is this interview over if I don't?
Yeah, it is. Because let me tell you what Androiders do. Once y'all jump into group chat.
Don't do it.
We can't leave the conversation. We're stuck.
Don't do it.
And so
don't turn off my Android listeners. You don't do it. Don't act.
Listen.
Crips and Bloods, listen, us I'll versus tell you this. Them.
I got love. I have love for the Androiders. My wife's an Androider. So
okay, good. Okay,
yes,
good.
I love
it. Okay, good.
Yeah, but anyway, I get this group text on April 4th, 2020, and it says, let's pray for the hope of the world collectively at 10:45 Eastern Standard Time. It's from a brother who I respect greatly. He doesn't text much, so I'm like, I'll deal with the group text, and I'm also going to pray. He says, the pandemic has not only impacted the molecular, but it's also affected the belief system. It's paralyzed our hope, and which is essential to the healing process. He says, the plague was asked why it had killed so many. The plague responded, I only killed 100. The thousands that died from the fear of me. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. And he said, let's pray for the hope to be restored to the world. And literally, I was awakened to my life assignment that I have language for the hope conversation. That hope is not only powerful, but it is an anchor and a deliverer into the promises. Hope is not the denial of reality. It's the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. I don't play with it. I'm real about this thing called hope.
You're right.
August 28th, 2020, 4 months later, the same brother that sent this text message made a transition that shook the world. I had no idea that for 4 years, and I'm a part of the closer's inner circle, but clearly not on the end end, this brother had been battling cancer. Chadwick Boseman was this brother, my brother, our brother, that had the audacity to hope for the world while he had every rationale to be focused on his own stuff. And in that moment, I realized that this thing called hope was what sustained him for the 4 years that most people would have checked out by then. But also inspired and motivated the great work that we were left with for his legacy. And so that's when I literally leaned into, I got to be about the work. I don't think it's happenstance that this man decided to include me in this group text. I don't think it's happenstance that he spent moments to inspire me and speak life into me and dare me to be excellent in every moment that I'm given. And so this is real for me. These songs, when you hear it, I got one called I Pray For You, and it's a love song that I sing to the world. It's real, yo. And it's going to help people get back to the win in life because we all are dealing with something. I deal with depression. I deal with control. I deal with perfectionism. Which I do believe is all a result of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
Feeling like deficit and disparity and financial lack can't be my story. It just can't be. That can't be what it is anymore. I have to have more. I have to have better for myself. And not allowing myself to sit in the present moment, realizing that the present is the present. That's the gift.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. And girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment.
What do you mean you deal with control? I understand when you say you deal with depression. I know what you deal with perfectionism. What do you mean you deal with control? Are you a control freak? You want
Let
to
me
be-
tell you something. I feel like as much as I believe in faith, which is not a control issue, it's literally faith is a belief and posture of surrender to a greater power that will deliver a thing, right? But for some reason, I have to have more answers than questions in my life and in every moment. Like, because I have gained a lot of wisdom along the way and insight, I don't give myself grace all the time to not know and to be okay with not knowing. I don't do well with not knowing if a person likes me or not, a person that I care about.
Yeah, it's someone else you don't care about. Yeah,
I like,
sure.
Yeah, because I'm clearly not trying to find out if everybody likes me.
It's impossible.
If somebody I admire, and we know this well in our industry, because acceptance and belonging is what we're all seeking and we all want. And we wait for moments of validation. We thrive on it. But imposter syndrome is real for me, and it challenges my sense of control. It challenges my sense of security and confidence in myself to know that what is for me won't miss me. What is for you, Carrie, won't miss you. These are facts, but they're not always perpetual things we believe.
Yeah, it's a reminder, though. You have to remind yourself daily.
You have to remind yourself.
Daily, yeah. Daily.
Just like love. Just like love.
Yeah.
Just like love. It's a daily choosing. And so, yeah, that's.
I have a question. Okay, so, in our research, we know that you refer to yourself as a hope dealer. It is clear that you were set apart at 3 years old, articulating, this is what I want to do, which meant much more, but just in the most simplest terms, international superstar, the ability to reach and affect many, because that's what you were set apart, put here to do. When people listen to this latest project, you are giving hope and you're singing from your soul. If there was anything, because everyone's going to go out and buy it when they hear this podcast, if there was anything, any special message, any message that you wanted to give to those who've been fans or following your work or perhaps new fans, what would it be? What would you want them to walk away feeling after they've listened to your latest project?
That it ain't over. There's more. There's so much more. My big sister, Bebby Smith, has a saying, it gets greater later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fact.
Listen.
Your greatest years are never behind you. They were good. They were great. But it's never behind you.
Mm. That's beautiful.
Greatness, it's a perpetual build. It's a perpetual build. Lean into it. Let me define it like this. Depression is dragging along the things and investing in the things that have already happened that you can't change. Anxiety is investing good energy into the things that haven't even happened yet. The power and the great treasure is being present so that you can experience the fullness of what the right now is giving you. And a part of that fullness is answers, an opportunity to catch your breath, and assurance that you're here for more.
Lord, it ain't over.
And I am saying that from experience. I ain't perfect. I too wrestle with believing that I'm qualified, believing that I'm deserving. I wrestle with consistency. When things start to look different, when it starts to change up. But it's always to be defined as a becoming. You are becoming better than you ever were.
Yeah.
That's fact.
Yes. Experience.
That's what it is.
It's experience. You're talking about living a life. But when it gets greater later, it's about the experience of it all and understanding this is just all building on building. I love a good storyline and I love characters. That is if you're not being yourself. But I love the fact that you can look back and see the distance from where you started to where you are now and why everything has happened the way in which it has happened.
And honestly, that's what informs confidence, Carrie.
100%.
The look back. You don't get confidence.
Did you see where I did my shoulder? You see where I did my
shoulder? Yeah, I saw it.
That's the look back. Look back on all that doubt. Look back on all that doubt, leaning into this confidence. I'm with it.
Lean into what happened the last time I believed.
Amen.
Lean into what happened the last time I gave it everything.
Lean in. I'm leaning in. I am so happy for you. I do believe there is so much more. I hope that you don't look for measurement in terms of what does it feel like in validation, which we all do. But Yaleen, you have arrived. You're in a state in which you can say, I've done that. Who can actually say Stevie Wonder be FaceTiming him and driving him around in Hollywood? Who can say that?
I did not say Stevie Wonder because I driving me around.
I just quoted that. I put that in there. It's not right. Yeah, it's not right. I made that up. Don't do that, Carrie. End quote. Major said, send that to TMZ, y'all. We just sent it off. It's our TMZ got it. It's done. Hi, no TMZ.
Shout out to his
TMZ,
shout
yes.
out to his lovely wife, Tamika. Tamika's gonna be like, what the hell did you tell Carrie? Listen.
Tell Tamika, she can call me. We can talk about it. Thank you so much, Major, for being naked, truly naked on the pod. Appreciate it.
All right, let me put some clothes on.
Put your clothes back on. Major said, and he gave a shout out to Bevy Smith. You guys must love Bevy. Bevy says, greater is later. I'm paraphrasing, but it makes sense. The reality is this. Right now, we all want to be successful. We want it all right now. We want all the things right now because we feel like we deserve, especially in this microwave social media age where it seems like everybody else is just getting it quicker than you. And the best part to me of this conversation was realizing that when you can actually see the distance in your accomplishments, it gives you more confidence. It shows you that you can handle more, that you can deal with more, and there is still more to come. If anything, I hope you felt like you really understood that it's most important to be present. That is your present, to be present in the moment that you have right now, because there is still more to come. So I thank Major for that. I encourage you all to go out and get his latest project. He's singing from the soul, and it was just for us. Thank you all for listening to this edition of Naked. I'll talk to you all next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.